This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Demonstrators marched to the White House in Washington yesterday in support of Ukraine amid ongoing tensions with Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden has accepted a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in principle, and only if Russia does not proceed with military action. A statement from Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would first hold talks this week in Europe. A diplomatic engagements come as the U.S. warns of the potential for a Russian invasion of Ukraine. And as of today, Vladimir Putin seems to be moving another chess piece as he convened top officials today to consider recognizing the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, a move that would ratchet up tensions with the West amid fears that the Kremlin could launch an invasion of Ukraine imminently. Acknowledging the real possibility of war, Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies with a push to bolster the West's resolve in confronting Moscow with crippling sanctions, as increasingly dire signs suggest Russia's plans to order an invasion of Ukraine. She was asked how the U.S. might disentangle itself from this situation.
I would characterize it differently. We don't consider ourselves to be entangled. But we're very clear of our principles and our purpose, which is to be aligned with our allies, understanding that, I mean, listen, guys, we're talking about the potential for war in Europe. I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about.
This is VOA News. Pakistan is under fire for toughening its controversial cybercrime law to allow anyone to file a complaint against posting so-called fake news on Twitter and Facebook, and for increasing the prison term from 3 to 5 years for those found guilty. The charges to what is known as the Prevention of Electronic Crimes Act, introduced on Sunday through a presidential ordinance or decree, have made spreading fake news or defaming any person or state institution online an offense for which there is no bail. Political opponents and free speech advocates have denounced the move as an attempt by Prime Minister Imran Khan's government to stifle freedom of expression. Iran says it wants the option to rapidly restore its nuclear program to be included in any nuclear deal in case other parties fail to honor their end of the envisioned deal. The spokesperson for the country's foreign ministry on Monday said this was one of the most important guarantees Iran had been trying to secure in the nuclear talks. Speaking of those talks between Iran and world powers, including the United States, they've been going on in Vienna for months. The talks are aimed at salvaging the 2015 nuclear deal that saw Iran limit its nuclear program in exchange for relief from sanctions. United States and Egypt on Monday launched a joint work group to prepare for the next UN climate change summit, which the Middle East country will host in November. U.S. Envoy John Kerry said the group's main task is working on the COP27 conference in Egypt's Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh.
We meet this morning here in Egypt, well aware of other tensions in the world, understanding that there are lives and principles at stake in what is happening with respect to Ukraine today. But that does not change the reality of what is happening every day with respect to our climate.
He said Egypt has already taken many steps in the preparation for the summit. He spoke at a news conference in Cairo, along with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry. Neither official took questions from reporters. A jury in Georgia will hear dueling arguments from prosecutors and defense attorneys on whether the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery was a federal hate crime. Three white men were already convicted of murder months ago for chasing and killing the 25-year-old black man. Their second trial will conclude Monday with closing arguments in U.S. District Court in Brunswick, Georgia. Father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, armed themselves and chased Arbery from spotting him running in their neighborhood 2 years ago. And a neighborhood, William Roddy Bryan, joined the pursuit and recorded cell phone video of Travis McMichael killing Arbery with a shotgun. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.